You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And thanks for joining us. It is Wake Up Call. Happy Halloween. Well, coming up tomorrow, I don't know if your area of the country is going to be celebrating Halloween with kids out trick-or-treating, but I hope they do, because Halloween's great. Well, it's a great, great holiday.
And if you're not, please just come by my house.
Yeah, me too. I got too much candy.
Yeah, because I know I'm not going to throw it out. That's the problem.
No, that's exactly right. Today, every home in America needs a reliable thermometer for twice-a-day temperature readings. That's important. So protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. All right, I can't believe this news yesterday. I really cannot believe this news. Chicago White Sox have hired Tony La Russa to be their manager. I'm blown away by this.
Things are bad in Chicago, I guess.
I am blown away by this because Tony La Russa started his managerial career with the White Sox back in 1979.
So he came home.
So he came home to the White Sox to finish what he started, I guess. 1979. Jimmy Carter was president.
Ooh.
And he was the White Sox manager, 76 years old. Now, look, I'm not an age discrimination guy. I don't think he shouldn't have been hired because he's old. But there is an age issue here that does have to be talked about. The White Sox have a very young team. They have a young team that needs to be approached in the right way if you're going to maximize the talent. Now, I believe La Russa, one of the greatest baseball minds of my lifetime, if not the sport, but he better be able to relate to where this White Sox team is right now. And that's what I'm hoping for. And maybe he said all the right things in the interviews because he's still been in the game. I think he's working with the Angels in a front office capacity. But this could backfire big for the White Sox. But let make no mistake, I'm blown away by this. So blown away by this that I have to revisit something I actually said on this show. Now, I believe, Ron, you were out on the day.
I was. I had no clue that that you had said something like this. And Sean, who was working overnight, was filling in for me that day and was kind enough to pull this clip that apparently has you going to... first of all, I think you're going to need to get new shoes.
I think I do need new shoes.
You're going on a Forrest Gump type walk?
Yeah, here we go. Tony La Russa's name being bantied about as a manager in 2020 is insane. You're talking about bringing in a dinosaur. Like I said, throwback Thursday, the old days of the 80s. This is Tony La Russa's time. So, look, I'll be walking if they make that move. I'll be trudging right through Gatlinburg, all the way up through Louisville, all the way through Indianapolis to Valparaiso, all the way to the south side of Chicago if they make that choice over A.J. Hinch. Now, I'm not going to walk if they pick somebody else over A.J. Hinch. I'm saying I'll walk if they pick Tony La Russa over A.J. Hinch. So don't exactly hold me to that, Sean, but no, that is a long walk. I'd have to take like 7 months off. How long would it take to walk? I just threw out 7 months. That might take me a year, a good solid year of walking every single day. I don't want to do it, but I will.
So this just in, Tony is on sabbatical.
I'll be on sabbatical until, for a year.
Until next year, until next Halloween.
I can't believe they did this. I swear, at the time that I made that, I really did believe this was like one of those trial balloon things. Like, let's just talk to La Russa. Like, let's just see how it may play out. Like, we're not really going to hire him, but let's talk to him about it. Let's see how the public reacts to it. Well, I had no idea they were seriously going to put a contract in front of him at 76 years old to manage this baseball team.
It's almost like a Rooney Rule interview, right?
Right, yeah.
Let's just bring the old guy in. You know, we're doing our due diligence. We're interviewing every managerial candidate. We already have our guy. But we got to just, we got to do our due diligence and make sure and just, check off all the boxes.
I can't believe, like, they literally pulled this off. And A.J. Hinch, who looks like he's going to now be the manager of the Tigers, I can't believe you didn't roll out every possible welcome wagon to try to bring him to a team that made the playoffs last year. Or this year. Made the playoffs this year.
Yeah, not only that, but, I mean, they're making moves to be a better team.
Right.
They're spending.
That's right. That's right. They're spending. Hinch has got to be, he should have been the lead candidate for this job. But I have no idea why he's not the manager of the White Sox today, unless something went down or the Tigers are offering more money or whatever's happening that forced the White Sox hand to bring in Tony La Russa.
Is La Russa taking a hometown discount?
He must be. He must be so desperate to get back into managing. Like, I'm at 76. I only got one lifetime. You're never going to get a second chance. I might as well get back at this. Here's an opportunity. I'm in. Tony La Russa's back in managing in 2020? Please, I'm going to wake up from this, right? I am seriously going to wake up from this. No COVID, no shortened baseball season, right? No bubble at Disney World, no Tony La Russa, manager of the White Sox. I'm going to wake up from this, and it's going to be February, and it's going to be things just as normal, because this sounds like this is too weird. This is too weird of a story. Tony La Russa's back in managing. God, I had a baseball card when I was a kid of Tony La Russa as the manager of the White Sox. This is absolutely crazy. But, you know, hey, listen, I when I covered the Rockies when I was in Colorado, I used to write for these wire services. So I used to share my visitor quotes with my friend who would get me home quotes for our stories. So I was always in the visitor's locker room, always. Tony La Russa is brilliant. I mean, he really is brilliant. I sat in many post-game meetings with La Russa talking baseball, and he is brilliant. But this is a White Sox team, as you said, is going to spend. They're young, and they need the right guy. And I'm right now, today, I'm not 100% sure La Russa at 76 years old is the right voice for this young baseball team. I mean, maybe he is, but you better be around young people a lot to see, to sort of understand them. Every generation is different. He's been out of the game. He's been out of the managerial game since what, 2011, 2012?
2011.
All right. So I know he's been in the front office and working and still working in the game, but he hasn't been around the young players on a daily basis, on a consistent basis for nearly a decade. I mean, if you're the White Sox, be really careful of this.
Is retirement at home that bad?
I know, right?
Because he's, you know, just reading an article. I mean, he was a manager for 33 years.
33
if we're
years.
We're lucky enough to have a job for 33 years. We've been doing something right, and we deserve our time to just put our feet up, you know, maybe make the odd appearance on television to add your 2 cents to a world of 2 cents, and then go and do some fishing.
Yeah. Hey, listen, right? God bless him. If somebody wants to keep me yapping about sports when I'm 76 years old, God bless him. I will. But, I mean,
you're not going to be competing with younger guys. You're going to, yeah, I mean, it's different for us.
Right. Like, here's the thing. Like, just to put it in my business, let's say a station desperately needed a more younger voice for whatever reason. They're not going to pick 76-year-old me to try to be that younger voice. And it's the same thing here. I mean, that's like, all right, maybe the White Sox are looking at it completely different than I'm looking at it. Maybe the White Sox are saying, you know, what this young team needs is a stable, old, wily veteran manager who's seen this game for a part of 50 years as you know, being in this business.
I don't know about that.
I don't know either. I doubt it.
I mean, it's a head scratcher.
That's not sellable.
Why wouldn't you go with A.J. Hinch? And then you're going to lose A.J. Hinch to a rival?
And you're going to lose A.J. Hinch to a worse team.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you have the playoff team. You have the young talent. You have a bright, bright future. And you're losing. Look, the Tigers can turn things around, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Tigers can do it. And they will. They will, because A.J. Hinch is great. I knew that A.J. Hinch was going to get a job the second he was available to interview for a job.
Yep.
Right? That this whole cheating scandal was not going to plague him 1 second.
Well, and then let's look at, you know, that's what I wanted to bring up. There's not controversy around A.J. Hinch and the cheating scandal. His role in it was that he didn't say anything.
Right.
He didn't try to stop it.
That was his crime. He did not do anything to stop it. But he didn't orchestrate it. He didn't create it. He didn't demand it. He didn't order it. He just didn't do anything about it. That
he
was
just
his,
let it happen.
That's right. That he let it happen. So Michael on Twitter has already sent me a map. It says here Nashville to Chicago. Apple Maps has got it as 5 days and 21 hours for me to walk from Nashville to Chicago.
Why are you taking a year off then?
Here's the deal. There is no way in Hades I'm taking 5 days and 21 hours to walk to Chicago.
You're not power walking all the way through?
This is at least 9 months. I cannot walk to Chicago in 5 days and 21 hours.
You fitted for a brand new pair of shoes?
This is, you're right, Forrest Gump-like. I'm not even going to jog. I'm going to stroll up there.
Saunter. Maybe walk as fast as a 76-year-old. I don't know.
Oh, my heavens.
But I cannot believe that, I got kudos to Sean.
Yeah, Sean. You're absolutely right.
That was a great poll. I had no idea.
Fact that he was listening to the show at the time that you were out is pretty amazing.
Anyone listening is always amazing.
Yeah, you know. Normally they just sit there while I yap and go, "Is the time? I must be going to break."
Yep. Oh yeah. He said,
"Put down
my
Mountain Dew.
Let me push the button."
Right. Yeah.
No, he came. He was excited. I bet
he was thrilled.
I was just trying to talk to him about normal work stuff, and he's like, "Oh, shut up! Listen to this." And I listened to it. I'm like,
me and my
what?
Big mouth.
Like, look at, man, how did, you know, Nostradamus over here is telling me he's going to take off for a year. But listen, if it is 5 days, I think you can do it in 7 months.
Completely. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to stop.
How far has he gotten? Indianapolis? Oh, he's just got to Clarksville, Tennessee.
You know what? Hey, honestly, you don't need to take off. I think you just need to be on remote.
That's true. Do a morning stop somewhere in America, and then just cut right as soon as the show's over, start trudging out again.
Start walking again.
Take
a 2-hour break every day.
That's right.
You know, stop off at some...
Do the show.
Stop off at some farmhouse in the middle of Indiana and just go, "Hey, you all got Wi-Fi? I need some Wi-Fi."
Do I get a traveling van for supplies like the Tour de France people do?
We'll get you a yellow shirt.
Yeah. Will that work? Yeah. Can I sleep in the van and eat protein bars and apples and drink Gatorade before I go back out again and begin my trek to the south side of Chicago?
We'll get you a Tony La Russa fan club t-shirt.
This is amazing. Tony La Russa at 76 years old. Now, remember, Jack McKeon was an 80-year-old manager for the Marlins.
Yeah.
So you can do it.
And Jim Leland was old, too. He came back to the Marlins as well. Marlins have a history of this. White Sox don't.
Yeah. This is great. Oh, my God. Can La Russa talk about the Black Sox scandal with the team? Like, man, I remember when Shoeless Joe was going to throw that game against the Reds. All right, he's not that old, but he's old.
Yeah.
Good Lord, he's 76. He's managing again. God bless him. He's managing again. That's great. All right, as we continue, we got the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up this hour. Also, next hour, we're going to go through the NFL schedule, and we're also going to talk to Joe Montana. So that's also coming up as we continue on a Friday edition of Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.